hear public comment, so when your name is called, please come to the podium, state your name and address preferably. And we would also ask that you not simply repeat what's been presented before you. Ms. Dole, do we have speaker cards? I believe we do.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't you start us up?
Darren Smar.
Good evening. So I'm the president of our neighborhood association, Huntley Hills. So I represent the 97 houses that back up to the west side of the project. So my name is Darren Smar. I've lived in the neighborhood since 2006. So we met with the group a few weeks ago, and I talked to Jonathan in the past few weeks. There's a few questions that have come up from our standpoint we'd just like to have clarified, one being like the semis. So currently, the semis are going to be eliminated from the grocery store standpoint. But normally, auto dealers have semi trucks that are unloading vehicles. Currently, that's being done on Manchester Road. Sometimes it's being pushed into the dealer lots. We would just like clarification. Based on the map, if you look at the exploded view, it would be very challenging to get a semi to go somehow back into that lot to be able to pull back out. So we would just like to clarify whether that's going to be done. The landscaping, we like that there's lots of landscaping. One question we had was, and I understand that may be part of the city code, that the landscaping that's in the parking lot buffers that are between the lots in the back, we thought it would be nicer for those landscaping budget to be put back towards the sides. So instead of letting the cars see those trees, we would like to see those trees be pushed back to the sides so that the neighbors would be happily like to see more buffer. So it'd be something that we would like to have the city consider. The lighting options have been addressed, but we were curious as whether they could just be motion sensitive lights. Do they have to be on all the time if it's just going to be new car storage? I understand the security, but there's, you know, anyway, so something we'd like to find out if that's even optional. And the new hours were addressed. And then I just had a question if we could get clarified what was submitted to the city on October 16th. I think Mr. Hessel had mentioned in the all the things that were submitted as evidence or whatever it was you said at the very beginning. Something was submitted on that date. We were just curious what was submitted or what was changed. So
Jonathan has it.
Yeah, and that's all I had. So thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Frick.
Hello, stranger.
Hi. Greg Frick, 147 Timbercrest Road. I got to remember that. It's not drive anymore. Just as a global thing, and it's my personal opinion, I'm not a big fan of storage places on main arterial roads, specifically ones that could be the front door of a city. However, based on what I've saw, what I've heard this evening, I think this may not be a bad use for the Shop and Save. But having saying that, I would like to see if there's some way the city can work out some kind of language with the developer so that Lot B gets developed sooner than later, because I think that would help buffer the site of the storage facility, although they may want to have more visibility than initially. Lot A for the, which will likely be a restaurant of some sort, I think that'd be the hardest to lease along Manchester, perhaps. Maybe it would be the easiest, depending on the franchise that would come in there. As to Lot D, the car storage, fundamentally, I'm against that. It's being used for that now. But I think getting over that if it was a parking lot, it's going to still remain a parking lot. It's going to have a little less use since Shop and Save will be moving its office headquarters out of there. I would tend to echo what was said just a bit ago about moving the buffer closer to the Huntley Hills side and maybe foregoing some of the island landscaping, which always seems to die anyway unless somebody puts some sprinklers in it, and they don't want to do that because it'll destroy the asphalt over a period of time. The other is I'm confident that the lighting can be worked out, that if the lighting's on at a certain time, half of the lighting goes down, then that will still produce the security levels that the car dealership might want. Lastly, as it relates to Lot D, is they will be delivering cars there. I've seen a fuse, and since his cars are parked there now, I've seen fuse unload cars along Kirkwood Road there early in the morning just to get ahead of the traffic. I would like to see some limitations placed on that so that it's not too early in the morning nor too late in the evening when they drop off the cars. So that's all I have to say.
Greg.
Jack Sturm.
Hello, my name is Jack Sturm. I live at 1652 Beaucaire Drive in Warson Woods. I am downstream from the shopping stave, and I will first comment would be I won't miss all the crap that comes off those parking lots and I have to pick out of the creek all the time, including all the plastic trash bags. But when I moved into the house 22 years ago, MSD was in the process of putting gabion walls into that creek because the wall of water that comes off those shop and save parking lots, there are six inlets in the northeast corner of that parking lot. And everything from Manchester Road, including the roof and everything else, drains into those six inlets. There's a little buffer hill that they built, but apparently they built a lot more inlets to defeat the purpose of the hill. And every time in the 22 years I've lived there, there have been five instances where the water has come out of the creek and actually flooded a couple of the houses on Beaucaire. So my request is that they be required to build a retention pond in that northeast corner to catch the water, either that or close four or five of those six sewer inlets to restrict the amount of water that really comes flowing through. We've had a couple of bad storms, especially a few years ago, and the water, it turns into whitewater rapids in there. And, you know, it's a little neighborhood with kids running around and looking in the creek, and you would not believe how hard and fast and the amount of water that comes down. So that would be my request. The other request I would have is that there would be a requirement that those cars parked back there be brand new cars with less than like 15 miles on them or something, because all the oil and everything else that comes off those parking lots flows into that creek. And again, that's a polluted creek because of all the crap that comes off of those parking lots. So I would request that you not say new cars as much as say cars that have 5 or 10 miles on them, so that they can't come up with some goofy definition of what a new car is and have some older units in there and then the oil dripping out of them and all that stuff. So thank you very much.
Pat Norley Jordan.
Hi, I haven't been here for 9 years.
Welcome.
When we had the shop and save and the gas station issues. So it's nice to be back. I thought I'd add a little levity to this tonight because I thought you could use it. I have the distinction of living with my husband in the most northeast corner of Kirkwood. So we are in the back lot. We like the back lot. It's quiet back there. Fox come through. We like that. It's so nice to hear about our neighbors in Morrison Woods. I had no idea that they were facing those issues. But I think the comments and the tone that I want to bring tonight is much more positive than when we were here about gas stations. The developers have been very open, and we appreciate that. They've been open to having forums. They've been open to listening to us. I mean, even as to late this afternoon, when I said, I don't really like Arborvitae, so don't put them in the back. They're ugly. You know, I mean, I know that sounds petty, but they are ugly. Who wants those? Why can't we have blue spruce or something pretty that adds value to the community? They're open to those kind of concepts. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to turn a light on when the lighting gets fixed, because I don't turn a light on when I go to the bathroom at night. It streams in our bedroom and our bathroom, so we won't have to do that anymore. Just thought I'd let you know some of the real details of life in that corner. The other piece is we are concerned, and I would raise some of the same questions and concerns that we raised 9 years ago. The traffic along Manchester can be crazy-making. The entrance into that parking, the entire front parking lot, is not huge. It's one lane in and one lane out. And when you're talking about adding retail to the front of Shop and Save and retail to along Manchester Road, the same concerns. Kids are walking, kids are on bicycles, you know, people are, it's a walking community. I ride my bike through there and along and then over and, you know, up my trail over to Grant's Trail. So it's a used community. And I think that's important for us to think about. 9 years ago, MoDOT didn't have a concern about it, but we did because we live there. So those would be my concerns. The other concern I had, and it's really because we don't want to be surprised later, and that has to do with the same issues around the parking lot in the back, because that I sit in my den and I see it. I see the whole thing. We have ample view. We can sit on our patio and see the whole thing. But is it the used cars or new cars? And right now there's no cars back there, and they have only been parking back there for about a year. Okay, so just so that you have context of reality. But I would have concerns about that as well. I don't like the idea of cars in my backyard, but you know, it's what is. But I also have a question about the will the proposed conditions that Jonathan is recommending, because that special use permit said car sales, and I would hope that we would not be hoodwinked down the road that car sales means anything other than car parking. And I'm not the legalese. I'm not the person that totally understands special use permits, and I haven't done the deep dive this time like we did last time. But I think that that would be one of the concerns I would just raise my arm around. So that's it. If you ever want to see the view, you can sit on my patio. And our house sits up a little bit, so we really see everything into that parking lot in the back. Thanks.
Thank you.
Paul Doroshev. Paul Doroshev on Hubert Drive. Marshall Freaks.
Well, good evening. I'm Marshall Fergs, 204 East Sarah. I didn't come here tonight to say anything. I just came here to listen, but I just have to throw this out. Kirkwood is a very special place. I think we're all in agreement with that, at least those of us who live here. I just don't see what these gentlemen are planning to do with this area as being anything special. It seems to me like to build a warehouse and to warehouse cars is just a gross misuse of very scarce real estate. That area could be used to improve the appearance of Kirkwood. I just don't see the value of what these gentlemen are proposing for our city. Sorry, this might not be the proper forum for this, but I just had to throw that out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Slavin.
Hello. My name is Dan Slavin. I own the building at 10502 Manchester, which is across the street from the proposed development. It's a little bit to the east of where we are, and we have a lot of small businesses there. It's a small building. There's a furniture store, some small operators who I've spoken with, and you know, everybody's pretty excited about this and the opportunity that for the small businessman gives him the ability to store you know, different files and such that they may not have the space for in our building. So we're really excited about it at 10502, and I hope to see it move forward. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mark Kornfeld.
Hello, my name is Mark Kornfeld. I live at 11011 Rambling Oaks. I'm simply here tonight. I'm not a resident of Kirkwood. I'm simply here on behalf of St. Agnes Homes. I've been working with St. Agnes and Nolan Real Estate Interest to this point, and St. Agnes has a letter that I'd like to read to get into the minutes, and I'll pass it over to Mr. Raish when I'm finished. Dear Mr. Raish, we have been asked by Nolan Real Estate Interest LLC and Sansone Group to support the proposed acquisition and redevelopment of the Shop and Save property, which is adjacent to our property located at 10341 Manchester Road, Kirkwood, Missouri, consisting of our convent, chapel, assisted living, and child center. Conceptually, we are very much in support of this redevelopment. However, before we can unequivocally support the details of this plan, we need more information on proposed restaurant, water runoff, hours of operation of the development, and the density of plannings, especially as related to the proposed restaurant site. We look forward to working with the Nolan Real Estate team and learning more about the development progress. Thanks.
Thank you.
Debbie Fritz.
I'm Debbie Fritz. I own the apartments on Manchester Road at 10128 to 10134. And I also have apartments behind Dean Team on Mariedale Drive. And I have 34 apartments, and 10 of them have absolutely no storage. And so I think probably at least, I would say at least 60% of my tenants do require storage outside of what we can provide. We're within walking distance. And so I am supporting this proposal. My feeling is that it's not going to create a huge amount of additional traffic on Manchester, which would have been my first concern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeremy Witt.
Good evening. I'm Jeremy Witt. I'm Vice President and General Counsel for Audi Kirkwood. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Audi Kirkwood, as you may know, is a luxury new car retailer in Kirkwood. We have a tentative proposed agreement with Nolan Real Estate to store our additional vehicle inventory on that back parking lot. We're not currently using that property at all. It's our understanding that the proposal was for new and used vehicles, but I understand that's been further discussed tonight. Although the requirement would be that only a new car dealer could store cars back there, but of course it's part of our business to acquire used cars, used Audis, and the used car business is so much larger in America than the new car business. It simply has to be. So I'm not aware of any new car dealers that operate only in new cars. As far as semi-access, we would certainly prefer the safest possible delivery mechanism. It would be my hope, and I think this is very possible, that we could just drop cars in the property in the back, if we're given that opportunity. Where we currently drop cars at our current location is not safe, and we would certainly look for the safest way to drop vehicles at the property when they need to be delivered there. I want to mention that our predecessor, Parktown Audi, was in Kirkwood for, I believe, about 47 years. We acquired the assets of that dealership over 3 years ago. So combined, we've been in Kirkwood 50 years. We're grateful to be in this community. We're part of a dealership group with six dealerships in the Midwest. At least four of our locations, we've been in those communities over 50 years. Our business would benefit greatly from the opportunity to store our off-site inventory at a safe location that's only a block and a half from our existing facility, which is a very small property and unfortunately landlocked due to the other valuable uses in this community. This is currently a parking lot for a very large and potentially busy commercial operation. We believe the proposed use of vehicle storage in the same location in the back of this property would be a very good use for that existing parking area. We're able to meet all proposed conditions. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to work with the city of Kirkwood on this project. And we're available to answer questions at any time and happy to work with the city planner. Thank you again.
Thank you. And that concludes our speaker cards. Are there any other comments from the commission? Seeing none, our next step is to appoint a subcommittee and schedule an on-site meeting. The subcommittee will be comprised of Commissioners Atkins, Deal, and Klippel. And at this time, we will set a date for an on-site meeting. Everybody get out their calendars. And I could do, I could do Tuesday the 24th, 8 o'clock.
24th is Wednesday.
You are correct. How about the 23rd?
The 23rd, I cannot do it that morning. I have a meeting. But 24th.
Well, we have one restriction that Jonathan will not be available the 24th, the 25th, or the 26th. So we want to hit a date that he can attend.
I'm not available on the 24th in the morning. I am later in the day.
Do it later on the day of the 23rd, or I could do it the morning of the 22nd?
Well, there's really no problem with doing it in the afternoon. Is there a time in the afternoon on the 23rd? 4 o'clock?
3 o'clock?
4 o'clock?
I have a 4:30, so I can't.
Three o'clock?
3 o'clock.
All right. Does that work for the petitioner?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
3 o'clock the 23rd?
Correct.
On site?
On site. Very good. Well, we will look forward to seeing you then. There being no further discussion, the Planning and Zoning Commission will take this matter under advisement. And the public hearing portion of our meeting is now closed. Thank you very much. We will proceed with our meeting, and I would ask if there are any edits or revisions to the minutes of the October 3rd Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Any edits or revisions? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the October 3 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, raise your right hand. Unanimous. We have no unfinished business, we have no new business, and we have no internal items. Please observe that our next meeting is November 7, and the next meeting is December 5, so one meeting each in November and December. Jonathan?
Sorry, Alan. We're trying to work to schedule the subcommittee meeting for the downtown plan for the next round of that. David, were you available this Friday at 9? Yep. Okay, so we'll post notice for that tomorrow morning. I had heard, I think that's all four members in that are available. So that meeting, if anybody else is interested, will be for the parking regulations. That subcommittee meeting will be here at City Hall on Friday, 9 a.m., this Friday.
This Friday, tomorrow, day after tomorrow.
Yeah, and we have a few, we have essentially future dates too, and we'll let you know if those are needed, but there's, I won't go into it, but yes, if we need, we have meetings set where the subcommittee can meet in the future after this, but the first one will be Friday at 9 a.m.
All right, very good. Can I call for a motion to adjourn?
No, but I move so.
Huh? Second? All in favor?
Ooh-ha.
Boom. We're adjourned.
Hey, Nick.